Okay. This Masechta starts off, at least, speaking about the mitzvah of the shkolim. Everybody had given machzah shekel every year before Nisan, so they could bring the korbanos sibur from those shkolim, so the korbanos came from all of Klal Yisrael. And even though it's a machzah shekel you give, so it should be called machzah shkolim. But the Ramban says in the time of Chazal, they were misakin a coin that was called a shekel. It was worth a half a shekel. It's called a shekel, and they, what's it called? The real shekel that was a double was called a sela. So therefore, it's called shkolim. Okay, be'echad ba'adar mashmir malashkolim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, you begin to announce the fact that people have to give shkolim, so they should remember and do it by Nisan. The alakilayim, also they would announce the idea that if a person had a field and he saw that different kinds of seeds were growing, so he should be memayated. We'll see, we're going to learn the taklin chadatin as the perush here. And he explains all of this. We'll wait. V'chaviv shasar bo, on the 15th day of Adar, korin sa Megillah b'krachim. In walled cities, you read the Megillah. U'mesaknin es hadrachim. And also they started to repair the roads, the esarachovos. Some say drachim are the roads that are outside the houses, and rechovos are the small alleyways behind the houses. Others say drachim are the roads inside the city, and rechovos are the roads outside the city. And others say drachim are roads, what's it called, stam roads, and rechovos are the marketplaces. Yes, mikvos hamayim. Also, they repaired all the mikvos in case they were dirt got in them and offer, or they got less than the shear they were supposed to have. Vos and kol tzorchei harabim. All of this was to get ready for the people who would make aliyah l'regel. And all the necessary public things were done from the 15th day of Adar on, preparing for Pesach. U'metzainin es ha-kvaros. People were going to come aliyah l'regel. The kohanim had to know where there were kvaros. They shouldn't go over them. So, and during the winter, the rains washed away a lot of the lime that they put on the kvarim to be able to identify them. The yotzim afala kilayim. And then they went out also to make sure that if people had kilayim growing, that the shluchei beizdin would uproot it. You see, they're taklin chadetim. The echad ba'adar, this is a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. There's no Rishonim except on the Mishnayos here, but on the Gemara there's no Rishonim. So we'll pick the taklin chadetim. Most of the Mefarshei HaMasechta use that as the Yisol. There are many different Girsols here. We're going to learn just what the Girs of the taklin chadetim, except when there's something to mention special. Be'echad be'odar mefarish b'gemara. Mashmiyim mefarish b'gemara. What it means, mashmiyim. Al ha-shkolim, shi'aviyu shikleim l'Yerushalayim. The al ha-kilayim, shi'akru ha-kilayim, actually yishaya rova l'veisah. The halach is like this, that if you have, you plant, this is according to everybody, if you plant seeds, and there are different seeds together with regular seeds, you have cucumbers and potatoes together. So, what's it called? It's a good, bad example. But in any case, whatever. Imagine it would be like that. Cucumbers and potatoes. So you have 24 times as much cucumber seeds as potato seeds. It's okay to plant them. The other seeds are bottled. That everybody holds okay. If there's less, there's more than 1/24th of the other kind, you have to make it less before you can plant it. You planted it already, and now it starts to grow, and you have 1/24th or less of another kind in the first kind, so then the rush holds that you have to take off the other kind completely. Can't leave it like that, even though it's less than 1/24th or less. Most Rishonim learn that even the same thing goes when it grows. You only have to separate a separate thing if it's more than 1/24th of the total. If it's less than 1/24th of the total, it's bottled.
Does that mean you have to count the vegetables that grew, or...
No, the what's it called? The entire total produce over there, whatever it is.
The
yeah. Akilayim shiakru akilayim shishai rov la beisah. It shouldn't be 1/4 to a saw, which is 1/24th of the total. Bikrachim hamukafes chomim el Yeshua ben Nun. In cities with walls around them, from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, they read the Megillah on the 15th. B'hod lo tani masisim biyadalik korim bikfarim ba'iris gedolos mefarshim Gemara kaman. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that we read the Megillah on the 14th? Most places, the Gemara will explain why. Why it mentions specifically reading the Megillah on the 15th. Since there's going to be an influx of Oli Regalim by Pesach, so they have to fix their roads. Another reason to fix the roads, because the roads always had to be in good repair, so people who had to run away to Ori Miklat wouldn't be delayed and end up being killed by the Goel Adam. Mikvos hamayim, lenakosim mitit, take out dirt that fell into them during the rainy season, ulahamshich mayim utochem nichsur mishurehim. Or if they got less than the shear, to add water, rainwater or whatever, that there would be the proper shear. Called Sarchi Arab in the first Gemara. What else is included in public works? The Gemara will explain. Matsinus hakvaros besid, used to put lime on the kever because the lime is white and it's a sign of bones, that there are bones there. In order that people who are going to make taharas, people coming to make Korban Pesach, shouldn't become tamei, or kohanim shouldn't go over these graves, lo ya'ilu, and be over an isser of being matami lemeisim. The fee, she, since in Yomos HaGeshomim the lime was washed away because of the rains, therefore they had to redo them every year. The Yotzim Af, the first big Gemara. Gemara is explaining what's the Yotzim Af al Kilayim, what already made an announcement about the Kilayim, what's the this thing of Kilayim. Okay. The Lama Be'echot Ba'adar. Why taka do we announce about the shkolim on the first of Adar? Kideshi Aviyu Yisrael Shikleim Ba'unosam the Titarim Trumas Halishkim and Achadoshim Ismana the Echad Benisan, because Echad Benisan is the new year for bringing karbanos, and the karbanos had to be brought from the money of all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore every year you had to bring new money to be able to bring the karbanos of that year from that public money. The Echad Bni Umar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Umar over here. This is a lashon of Yerushalmi. It's all very different than the Bavli. Umar means the Omar, just as if it would say the Omar. The Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok Truma Salishka B'Tchilasa Tichsiv. But how do we know that you bring Shkolim Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the entire year? Because that's the way it was in the beginning. When was the Mishkan put up? On the first day of the first month of the second year that they left Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The day the Mishkan was erected, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when they brought their shkolim to bring the karbanos for that coming year. So Memela, every year we do the same thing. Every year you had to bring the karbanos from a new collection. Like we learn later on, where we know this halacha that you have to mechadish every year, you can't just bring it from what was left over from the year before. Thirty days earlier was enough time to remind people to bring their shkolim by Nisan. They'll bring it on time before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they'll have the money to buy the karbanos for the coming year. Trumas Halishka is that we'll see that a few times a year they put all the shkolim into one room, and then they took shkolim out of that, see, three times a year to use them actually for the karbanos. They stored them up and they took out shkolim for the karbanos three times a year to buy the karbanos. Omer of Shimon, Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Balefarish Maro Litrom Truma Salishkom and Achadosha Bechav Nisan Dafi. He's trying me to explain why Dafkan Rosh Chodesh Nisan are we mechadish the contributions for the karbanos. Kitchilasa, because that's the way it was in the beginning. Kamo Shahisa Truma Rishona Shatarmu Yisrael Bamidbar. So now the Gemara says, Ratavi Reb Yoshia B'Shem Kahana Ne'emar. But he says they argue, and a few different reasons why they argue. One is that L'chora, the first time that they took the contributions for the Korbanos was because that's when the Mishkan was put up. There's no raya from there that it would be for all times after that, right? So, and also could be that so even the Rav Shmuel Bar of Yitzchok didn't hold that we learn from there, because it's that's the way it was. Nobody says that that's the way it has to be for the future. He learns that it's a zecher to that. We do it because that's the way it was in the beginning. The Rabbanim were misakin to do it. And now these Tanoim hold that what's it called, that it's a halacha from what's it called, the Minat Torah. We learn it from the Torah that you have to do it every year in Nisan. It's not a takon to Rabbanan, or they hold that you can't learn it from the first place, so you have to learn it from somewhere else. Nemer kan chodshei, the nemer lahalan chodshei. It says, what's it called, Rishon hu lachem lachodshei ashana, and here it says also chodshei, to the taklin chadetin, zos olas chodesh b'chodsho lachodshei ashana. By the Korban HaTamid, it says the word chodshei, olas chodesh b'chodsho lachodshei ashana, by the Korban Rosh Chodesh. Lahalan lechadshe, Rishon hu lachem lechadshe Hashana, and it says also by what's it called Nisan that it's Rishon hu lechadshe Hashana. Ma chadshe shenemer lahalan ein molin ela minisan, just like the chadshe in that pasuk is Nisan, af chadshe shenemer kan ein molin ela minisan. So too, olas chodesh bechadsho lechadshe Hashana tells me that the korbanos that you bring, the korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, have to be brought from a truma that was brought on Nisan. So Rabbi Yonah, but Shavak Rabbi Tavi Rosh of the Masnisa, Amr Sofa, right? Lechora, he left out the ratio of this Mishnah, this Brisa, right? The Sefer just tells me that whatever it is, the same thing that for what's it called Karbanos is the same thing in Nisan. But what is for Karbanos? We don't know what you do. That's the ratio. So he left out the Iker and told me the end. Right? He just wanted to explain where we know Nisan. But he forgot to tell me the beginning that tells me what do you do doing Nisan. Dao Kain Kahadodatani, right? You have to look at the ratio, and what does the ratio say? Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodsho. Right? This is the Korban Rosh Chodesh. The Chodesh Bechodsho. Yachol Yehei Torin Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. I might think that every month you make a new contribution for that month. Talmud Lomer b'chodsho l'chodshei Hashana. No, it says once for the whole year. So you bring contributions in the beginning of the year for the whole year. B'chodesh echad hu torim l'chol chodshei Hashana. One month you bring for the whole year. Yochol be'ez chodesh year. So I might think you bring it any month for the whole year. Nemer kan chodshei v'nemer lahan. This is the sefer that we met quoted before. It says over here chodshei, and it says by Rosh Chodesh Nisan chodshei. Mar chodshei shenemer lahalan ein molin ela minisan. Av chodshei shenemer kan ein molin ela minisan. So that's the whole brisa. The whole brisa is zos olas chodesh bechodsho lechodshei hashana. Once a year, be mechadesh the truma to bring the korbanos. When do you do that? The same thing. It says chodshei here and chodshei by Nisan. It's a Nisan. Shavak Raptavi Resha Bitmiya the Hami Sefer the Chud Lo Yadina Midi. From the Sefer, all we know is something happens in Nisan. We don't know what. Nemar Kan Lechadshei the Havili Lamamr Bechadsho Lishana in its month for the year. The Alkorcha Havi Yadina Minei the Bechodesh Echad Yatorim Lechol Hashana. That would have been enough to tell me that one month you bring for the whole year. The Akula Yisera. Now that it didn't say lechadsho, it says lechadsho, it comes to tell me that it's similar to where it says lechadsho in Bo, where it means Rosh Chodesh Nisa. Okay, let's go on. Mahu mashmiyin, what does it mean mashmiyin? Some say because mashmiyin can have two meanings. Mashmiyin can mean lahachriz, which it means over here, to announce. But we find in Tanakh the word lehishama means to gather people together. So maybe mashmiyin means they used to gather the people together to give their shkolin, not that they announced it. Rav Huna Omer machrizin. Rav Huna said no. Over here, mashmiyin means they announced it. Heich madat Omer, just like we see the following pasuk. Vayitnu kol by Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. right? It says the what's it called? Vayitnu kol, they were machris. Tamon toninon, right? We learn over there. Ein bein other harishon other asheni el mikra megillo matonis levyonim. There's no difference between other rishon and other sheni except mikra megillo matonis levyonim. Right? Later on, the Gemara is going to explain what's similar and why these things are specifically different. But reading the Megillah, you only read an other sheni, and Matanos Levyonim is other sheni, in order that the other close to Nisan, just like the Purim happened in the other close to Nisan, so to every year the Iker Mikra Megillah Matanos Levyonim is the other next to Nisan, not other Rishon. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi af shimu ashkolim v'kilayim b'neihem. And Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Reb Simon, the name of Reb Yeshua ben Levi, said no. Also, announcing for the shkolim and announcing about kilayim is also a difference between them. That we announce them other sheni, not other rishon. Kamad the same. Kolomar hodit tiknu lahachris as mechu akra d'si vayitnu vayitnu kol the sefer the kol the havi l'Hashem masas Moshe evad Hashem. That pasuk that says Vayitnu kol, they announced. At the end of the pasuk, it says to bring what Moshe Rabbeinu had instituted in the Torah to bring the shkolim. And over there, it's talking about Yoash that he wanted to be mechazik dedek habayis, and he told them to bring their shkolim. Dichsiv kesef over the hainu shkolim. Shenemar kol over al pekudim. If they read the Megillah in other Aleph, and then the year became a Mu'uber, now we have calendars, so we know that it's going to be another Sheni. They didn't know then. So they read the Megillah, and then they found out that the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, made a second Adar. They made a leap year. They didn't know in the beginning of the year necessarily would be a leap year. They didn't know before Purim was going to be a leap year. And then they found out, so they have to read the Megillah again in other Sheni. And the same thing, you have to give Matanos Levyonim again in other sheni. Hashma shkolim v'kilayim binayu she'eno noeg ela b'sheni davka v'mishmiu b'rishon chozim hashvim b'sheni. If they, what's it called, announced about kilayim and the shkolim in other rishon, and then they found out there's another sheni, they have to do it again in other sheni. Okay. Reb Chelbo v'Rav Huna Rav b'shem Reb Chia Rabba. What's it called? So Reb Chelbo and Reb Huna, in the name of and Rav, in the name of Reb Chia Rabba, right? A lot of times the Vav is left out, so it means over here Virav, Vishem Reb Chia Rabba. Hakol Yotzim Biyodalit Shuzman Kriyasa, right? Some say this doesn't belong here. The Gemara is going to mention again in other days, but we'll say it anyway, right? Everybody is Yotzei if they read on the 14th. Because that's the Iker time of Kriya. In other words, even if somebody is supposed to read on the 15th, read on the 14th, he's Yotze. Okay, some say this is only talking in a year where they read in Adar Aleph on the right day, and then they found out there's another day, so they have to read the Megillah again. When they read it again, they don't have to read again on the 14th or the 15th. If everybody read on the 14th, it's good enough, since they read already once. So the second time around, it's good enough to read everybody on the 14th. But the Maisa, that we'll see later on, it's Stam, is even when there's only one Adar. On Rabbi Yossi, Yeus. Right? That's true. Yeus, Nachum. Right? Came ben oslof chadovos metargamin in Yeus. Yeus means right. Right? I agree with that. Klum omru mashin. What is what I agree with? So this piece in here, the Chora, is not what he's talking about. He's talking about the priest before. That's why some are saying we're not Goris, this piece about everybody can read the Megillah on the 14th. But what we said before, Rav Simon said that if you were mashmiya on shkolim in other rishon, you have to do it again in other sheni. So on that, Rav Yossi said is yeus. He's right. Klum omru mashmiya on shkolim lo kadesh yaviv Yisrael shiklei bonosan. What's the whole reason? That people should bring it on time, right? They should hear that they have a month to bring the shkolim. They'll get busy to do it. Im ata omer b'ader rishon ad kedon ish b'shasa shishin yomim. You say that they do it in other rishon. They have 60 days till they have to actually bring it, right? So what's it called? So they're gonna procrastinate, and then they'll forget that they announced it, and they won't bring it. So 30 days, people remember, and they'll do something about it. 60 days is too much time. Ad kedon hu keloshen adayin shemavavli adayin ish b'shasa shishin yomim me'odar aleph ad nisan. The 60 days. If you announce it 60 days early, people will say, we have plenty of time. And by the time they get around to it, they'll forget. Bechlal. Right, the Chachamim said, "Don't do it too early or too late." Right, you do it too early, people are going to ignore it because they say we have plenty of time. If you do it too late, there's not going to be enough time. So exactly 30 days before is the proper time. What's the reason they went out on the they announced on Rosh Chodesh Adar and went out on the Kilayim, because that's when the things started to grow. They planted them in the winter and they started to grow before the spring. But if you do it so early in the winter and other Aleph, things didn't start to grow yet, people aren't going to notice that there's Kilayim. They're going to forget about it completely. Here, and you can see the Kilayim, they'll do something about it. At that time the plants are very, very small and people aren't going to recognize that there's Kilayim. Inun dekikin, hatzmochim hem ktanim, ve'enum nikarim leidom in Kilayim. People won't be able to see if they're Kilayim or not. Okay. Reb Chizkiah Shoal, Me'ata b'nei Bovel, Reb Chizkiah Shoal, Me'ata, Kolomar, Shoal Eitzel b'nei Beis HaMedrash, Im Yaskimu Al Shitaso HaNechona. In the Bavli, Shoal means he asked a Shaila. But in Yerushalmi, Shoal means he asked in the Beis HaMedrash if they agree with what he said. He didn't have any questions. He had a Shita. And he asked in the Beis HaMedrash if they agree with him. It's not a question. He was sure about what he said, and he wanted to know if the rest of the Beis Medrash agreed with him. So Reb Chizkiah Shoal, if that's the idea, that the reason you have to tell people is to give them enough time to bring their shkolim, the people in Babel who are far away from Eretz Yisrael are going to need plenty of time to bring them by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So at the beginning of the winter, you're going to have to announce the shkolim in Babel. Because they're not going to be able to get the things ready and to bring them their shkolim, or to send them not for a long time. So since the whole idea is to announce it in enough time that people should be able to bring it by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for the people in Babel, they have to announce it at the beginning of the winter. B'nei Babel, me'ata shartam de hashma shkol and the kilayim dafka b'sheni mishum de ve'echad adayin yeshoz harbe in kein b'nei Babel shehim rechokim er. So the reason we don't make it earlier is because they have plenty of time to bring it 30 days ahead, and 60 days is too much. But if there would be a situation where they wouldn't have enough time to bring it 30 days ahead, they would make it earlier. Right? So the people in Babel, Shehem Rechokim Eretz Yisrael, Tzrichim Lashmiya V'Rosh Yishol Chorev. They have to announce the beginning of the winter. B'chdei She'elem Shos L'Havi Shikleim Arecha B'Nisan Eretz Yisrael. They should have enough time to bring it. Because that's not early for them. For them, that's the amount of time you need to actually bring it. B'nei Babel, Babel Rachok Mirushalayim Harbeik. K'desiv Notzrim Boim Eretz HaMerchok. Babel was called the faraway lands, far away from Yerushalayim, to be able to bring their shkolim by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? First, you have to get ready. You need 30 days for a normal case, so people are far away. Need much more than 30 days. The chayin tanam per gimel alocha dalid, the ashlishus chayin Babel umavei medinos arachokos. Like we said, they were touring the lishka three times a year, which we'll see tomorrow. What's it called today? Even. See tomorrow what the reason is, but for the people who brought their shkolim late, the ones that came late in the year, they did the third one. That was the people in Babel. So you see that Babel was far away. It took a long time for the shkolim to come. Hasiv Rav Ula Kumei Rebbe Mana. Right? So Ula asked in front of Rav Mana, Tanina and Lechora. That's not true. They don't have to bring their shkolim by Yechel Benisa. They can bring their shkolim later. So we can tell them 30 days before, by the time they bring it, it'll be late, but that doesn't make a difference. Because anyway, they were touring the shkolim three times a year. Right? Three times they took all the shkolim that were stored in this office, in this lishka, in this machsan, and they took truma from it. And they took off a portion, and that's what they used for the karbanos. But they did it three different times a year. Biprusa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, right? They, which means Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would take off what's it called a portion of them and use them for the korbanos. Biprusa Atzeres, then 15 days before Shavuos, they would take another one and use that for the korbanos from then on. And Biprusa Chag, and 15 days before Sukkot, right? So the Chora, we see that what's it called, that the last one was 15 days before Sukkot. The people in Bavel, even if they were told 30 days before Nisan, they could get their skull in there before Sukkot. So they'd make the last truma. The Gimel Prakim, Tarmimus HaLishka, Lishka Gedola Haisel HaMikdash, the big machsan in the Mikdash, Shebo Hayu Machnishim Tchila Kol HaShkolim, all the skull that come, they put them in this big room. The Achar Kakshia wrote some Likul Min HaLishka, Likach Bem Karbonos Sibur, then when they wanted to use those coins to buy Karbonos Sibur, Lo Hayu Notul Mimenu Apam Echad, they didn't take it all at once, Kedei Tzorech HaKarbonos Shol Kol HaShonah, they didn't take out of that room, right? They had the contributions brought once a year for the whole year, but they didn't take out and use them, take it all out and buy all the karbanos for the year one time. They took out coins three times a year and they bought karbanos from Pesach to Shavuos with one, from Shavuos to Sukkot with the other. The Prusa Pesach, Dainu Tesla Yom Kodem Arego, because come on, 15 days before Pesach, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. What?
How do you
prus means half. Prusa. A portion. So a portion, a half of the month is 15 days. It's 15 days before. As Mara says, Omar Lei, Neymar Elin de Craven de Prusa Pesach, Elin de Rechokim de Prusa Atzeres, the Elin de Rechokim Minhon de Prusa Chag. Right? So the Chora, you see, the people who are far away, their Shkolin will get there by the, what's it called, by the last time. People who are not so far away get it in the middle time. The people who are close will get there by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Lo yara bitmi of the chilo amar halein de krovin de prusa pesach de chosol kadaita de mishum hachi shiklei lo hayu tarmim upam echad. Right now the Gemara thinks the reason that we didn't take the coins out and buy karbonos with them all at one time, mishum sharechokim adayin lo hibiu shikleya, because the coins didn't come yet from the people far away. And if we took all the coins at once and bought all the karbanos for the whole year, their shkolim would not be included. And they wouldn't have a part in the karbanos. Right? The svar lay ain't torben alos and ligvos. Later on there's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether they can take shkolim for people who didn't send yet, and be mezaka them as if they sent, and we're giving as if you brought, and when you make up the loss, but we're taking for you also. This Mandi Omer holds you can't do that. You have to take on what was brought, not on what's going to be brought. Okay? Now, even though the Maisa, whatever they took, wasn't all the Shkolim, all the Karbanos, right? There was Shiore Halishka, there was things left over. But they made a deal, and those that they made up, that whatever shekel we take isn't that person's shekel, but that is, has a part from all the people who brought, what we take is representative of that. Doesn't everybody's shekel represented them? They gave it, and then we took, and we had kavana, that what's it called, that we're taking from all the people who sent, a portion of their shekel is going to go for the carbon. That's the idea. But these people didn't have their shekel in there. So you couldn't do it for people who didn't send their shekel. It had to be there in the lishka. The nimsa sharechokim lo yelam chelet b'tzmidei tzibur kol hashonah. Comes out the people who were far away, their shekel didn't get there by Nisan, they weren't going to have a chelek in the Karbanos Sibur. L'kacha yutarm b'gimel prakim halalu. That's why we think now that they made this truma three times a year. So the first time a year the Karbanos came from the people close. The second time the Karbanos came from the people farther away. And the third time from the people farther. So everybody over the year had a chelek in all the Karbanos HaTzibur. Or in some of the Karbanos HaTzibur. Beprusa Pesach mishum halol de krovim, beprusa chav in the arachokim maod, kimo bene bavel, shalo haispiku lahavi shikleim ad korov lechad, mishah sheikh rizu. From the time that they announced it, it took them till Sukkot to bring their shkolim. The kashler of Chizki, the chazin, and the gab bene bavel, ena machrizim ela beechad ba'adar, right? And the kashler of Chizki said that even bene bavel, they started to announce only from what's it called, from Adar, not from the beginning of the winter. The extra, the Omer's Machrizim Rosh Hashanah, because if you hold like him, that you had to be machris from the beginning of the winter, they could bring their shkalim also by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Seems from here that they couldn't bring their shkalim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Must be that even B'nai Bavel are machris only 30 days before Nisan, and therefore they brought them by Sukkot. In Kain Hayuchon Gam Heim Lahavi Becha B'Nisan V'Loma Hayolahem Litron B'Gimel Prakat B'Shana. If they could bring it, if you announce their shkalim in the beginning of the winter, then everybody could bring by Nisan. So why do you have to do it three times a year? It must be from the fact that you had to do it three times a year that every shek, all the shkalim didn't come at the same time. Some came very late. That means that what's it called, you were machris all at the same time, yet they brought them at different times. Not you were machris earlier, so everybody brought it at the same time. So the Choro Zakasha, right, he says that in Bavel they used to be machris early so they could bring it at the same time, and here it says that the Choro, they didn't bring it at the same time because they made a truma three different times in the year. The latest one was before Sukkot. Okay, tomorrow we'll see the end.